Podcast.
Are we saying podcast?
Welcome back. Welcome back to Fanboys and a Filthy Casual. Back at you once alive. Once alive.
Once alive. Once alive. Once again.
This is a Dennis.
This is a Lewis.
The hell was that, dude?
That's an Italian voice. You didn't get the memo we were doing?
Oh, okay.
And I have the list.
Ooh, callback. Okay, cool. If only we have a way to link that from before. Who knows? Right. Well, thank you very much for being here, ladies and gentlemen. As you can see or hear with a boisterous level of discussion here, we're pretty excited. Not only are we actually live here in the man cave again, Lewis has deigned enough to actually allow his presence once more.
Stop it.
Hey guys, maybe you could work on our with my schedule. You know,
look, this is the only time I'm available.
What's
you make
the matter
it work
with you? You know,
it's a spicy meatball.
Yeah. So speaking of spicy Italians, ladies and gentlemen, we do have a guest today.
Ooh.
Yeah. Let's see if she can figure out a way to get through that segue over there.
Introduction.
Yeah, spicy Italian. Let's go.
Come on. Buongiorno.
Oh. Damn it.
She's so much better
than
Lewis.
She's good. It's like she's trained for this.
Come stai? That's all the Italian I know.
Oh, God.
I don't even know what that was.
I was going to say.
I could have sworn she said come stai. I was like, whoa.
She messed it up.
Same. Come stai is also Italian.
With an umlaut at the A.
Oh, like it's almost like it's like como estas
in
Espanol.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, my God.
And ours is kumusta.
Mm-hmm. See?
No. And yours is kombucha. That's different.
Wait, hold on. Before we move on, and
oh God, here we go.
Hi, it's me, Krisha.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay, like,
check it.
Wow. What? Crazy.
Obviously, for those people who may be new, you may have heard her in other podcasts like The Dorkiest Timeline.
Yes. It's me. I'm the same person in that podcast. So
what?
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me here today.
I mean,
thank you for coming.
It's a stretch, we know. But
so really quickly, have you heard the theory? Not the theory, the thing about you're not supposed to leave kombucha in a refrigerator for too long or refrigerator for too long.
Mm-mm.
Otherwise, it will explode.
Oh gosh!
No.
So yeah.
Did it explode?
Wait. Is it called spontaneous combustion? Yes, ladies and gentlemen. This is the power of the man cave.
It's just a spontaneous kombucha. Combustion. Damn it.
That was good.
The layup was there. And just like Lewis, he missed a layup.
Yeah. Oh, blew the layup.
Look, you can't just use kombucha and then put on in it. You have to try to kind of like mix it together. That's lazy writing. Kind of like your movie from last week.
Oh, yikes.
It's the most generic movie I can think of.
You just did Baywatch Nights. And Nights. Miami Vice together. That's pretty
so
much what you did.
So could have been Miami Nights.
You even had the hero, the protagonist of the remake of Baywatch as your hero there. That's as lazy as you can get.
It's true.
If you haven't listened to that episode, check out the Dorkiest Timeline podcast.
Pause this real quick and go back to last week.
Yeah,
then you'll understand.
It'd be funny if people just heard it out of order and like, I have no idea what they're talking about.
What movie?
What list?
That's actually the funny thing about it. Sometimes when we'd like post episodes, like, you know, different ones, I'd be like, mm-hmm. Hey, remember that one time we were talking about that? And people are like, I have no idea.
Yeah.
And then after the fact, they're like, oh.
That one.
Oh, that sounds like my wife.
Like his wife.
Like, yeah.
Why is he Borat?
We don't know.
My wife.
So many accents today.
Because according to Lewis, Borat is Italian.
Yeah.
Well, he does have obviously. He has the mustache, so yeah, I get
that's
it.
That's true, the mustache.
So that's super racist, but that's okay. Also, Kazakhstani.
The mustache is super racist?
Yeah. Well, you know, Kazakhstani people are like Asian, right?
Are they?
Yeah. Haven't you seen what a Kazakh looks like?
No.
Okay, so we do have a topic today, and it is not going to be racism or profiling anybody. Today, ladies and gentlemen, we are going to be talking about a TV show that one of the few TV shows that all four of us at the same time watched.
Mm-hmm.
Just a warning, I'm not at the end yet.
Okay,
I'm like sixth episode. So let's talk about it, how much you like it, but please don't reveal any spoilers at the last two episodes. We're going to be talking about a it's a bit, I would say, critically acclaimed. Mm-hmm. Well, acclaimed, but it's been a critical success in terms of, like, you know, critics and everything. But, you know, kind of what we're going to be talking about, whether it's been successful enough. So, Louis, why don't you start us off today?
Yeah, so one of the most surprising hits on Netflix recently is the limited...
Avatar The Last Airbender.
That's correct. I still haven't started that, too. Dang it. I have a list. But we're talking about Brothers Son. It is the latest original series on Netflix. It just dropped on the streaming service a few months ago. And it is, I mean, to be perfectly honest, I don't know about you guys, but it wasn't, I felt like it wasn't, like, you know, as well advertised as other Netflix original movies, like your Six Underground or your, lately I've been seeing a lot of stuff for the Three Body Problem. Mm-hmm. But yeah, Brother Son kind of kept, kind of crept up. I'm not too sure if it's just our friend group or the our immediate you know, group of friends, but at least among us, like, the hype came up quick and fast, and you know, pretty passionately. And yeah, like I said, it was a critical hit. At least if you go online, a lot of people are talking nothing but positively about it. So yeah, let's talk about The Brother's Son. Again, it's the story of an estranged siblings. It's a I feel like I'm rehashing last week's exercise. estranged siblings who were split at a young age because their parents were part of the Chinese triad. Mom, played by Michelle Yeoh, takes the younger son to America to escape that life, while the eldest son stays home or stays back in Taipei, Taiwan, to protect the quote-unquote family business with their mobster father. After that, shenanigans happens, just like Dennis premised. I'm not going to spoil the show yet for those who are listening. But a lot of great action, lots of great comedy, very heartfelt moments. And again, I can't keep... I'll go into it a little bit more later, but I can't stop talking about Michelle Yeoh. Her evolution as an actress, mm-hmm. from your 80s action superstar to the, you know... The well-rounded Oscar-winning actress that she is now. So for everybody else, let's go around the table. Let's talk about, like, our first impressions of it. And again, for Dennis's sake and for the sake of our listeners, no spoilers for the end at least. But let's give general reviews of the show. We'll go from our left to right. Actually, yeah, H, what did you think of Brother Son?
I liked it. Also,
I thought that was the end.
I could have just stopped there.
It's good.
We're you know, of age people, and this show really reminded me of, there was a TV series back in the 90s called Vanishing Son, starring Russell Wong, and the story is very similar.
Okay.
In terms of coming to America, and one brother is a like a hard-nosed gangster, and the other one's just like some dude, except in Vanishing Son, Russell Wong is the nice guy brother, but he actually ends up like being an actual fighter. And then his brother's just some gangster that throws a punch occasionally and shoots guns. As opposed to this one where, and you know, the storyline's a little bit similar, where one brother living a completely normal American life, having no idea what his past was. And then the other brother, you know, having to go through the hardships of having to be raised in the triad community where everything was about life or death all the time. So... to see the privilege in that's in the original storyline and to see it over here, it's like a little bit of a nice thing. Also, spoiler, not spoiler, Russell Wong does make an appearance in The Brother's Son. Really wish he made more of an appearance.
You're right. He was in the show.
Yeah, okay. His appearance in the show is like, hey, it's Russell Wong. And that's it. It's like that's the storyline for season two that, you know, apparently we'll talk about later. But that's the storyline I would love to see going on in season two. And then... just to be dorky, I think it'd be great if he ends up being the character from Vanishing Son and being like, oh, you know, that happened to me too. I was in America and I fought with a violin. I don't know. But like in terms of the show itself, yeah, well acted, loving the action scenes. Did not expect it to have as much action as it did. I was expecting like, you know, generic, hey, here's a like a fist fight for like, 2 minutes, and literally the show's first episode, it's like, oh, there's fist fights, but also there's a lot of grisly murder in this thing. And I was like, yeah, this is what I'm into. And then so yeah, I'm into grisly murder. So yeah, I dug it. I have seen it. I watched it twice already because I really loved the storyline. I really wanted a churro, And I, you know, Cal Poly Pomona apparently is the place we need to hang out. And I haven't been there since Friendship Games. So,
oh man,
Friendship Games or Sports Fest, one of those things. Sports Fest, because Fullerton is Friendship Games. Yeah.
Is that the one where everybody saw your wee-wee? Or?
That would be...
It was okay. Boxers or boxer briefs, whatever it was.
Nope. At the time.
I must have missed that year. Yes. I
half my wiener.
You got to pay extra for the hole. As in entire, not the hole.
Oh, my God.
I'm going to just mute myself again. Hold on.
Oh my god!
I just gotta keep my internal thoughts internal.
It's
next
definitely
time.
Definitely an upcharge.
Like, this joke's gonna be hilarious.
I was gonna say something, but I couldn't breathe.
My bad, H. And sorry to everybody else to see that back then. By the way,
also the extra is $5.
Not bad.
In this economy, that's pretty good, dude.
Wait, I thought that was just a tip.
Hey,
it took me 20%.
Oh.
In this economy?
Yeah.
15%.
That's a lot. Okay. All right. Back to Brother's Side. Courage, you're going to go.
Yeah, it was great. I enjoyed it so much. I do want to watch it again. I love shows that take place in like neighborhoods, number one, that I know and recognize, mm-hmm. but also neighborhoods that the rest of the world, let alone the country, right, has not experienced. I feel like having it in the SGV was very, not only on, you know, I mean, you know, obviously there's a lot of Asians in the SGV, so it's very like on, you know, very descriptive of the culture, but also it's just like a community that's not ever present in other forms of media, right? Not a lot of people know SGV outside of Southern California. So it was great to see that represented, because that in itself was also a huge part of, I think, the show in itself. You know, the clubs, the restaurants that they go to. I just love that it was about Asian Americans in probably the most Asian American community here in Los Angeles. The best Chinese food in the SGV. Sorry, Chinatown, but we all know it.
Mm-hmm.
You know it too, Chinatown. Don't get it wrong. I also loved some of the characters. Like, a lot of the characters were great. I'm going to give a special shout out to Jenny Yang. She plays Jing.
Oh, yeah.
I love her. Jenny, I know Jenny. She's a great person. She's always been an actor, always been a writer. She did a lot of stand-up stuff. So I came to know Jenny when I was like learning improv back in Santa Monica. I took like a few classes there. She was learning to do stand-up comedy over there. But Jenny was always so welcoming, always inclusive. She threw a lot of like Asian American comedy kind of festivals. Comedy Festival is something that she like helmed for years, and she always remembered Room to Improv, and she, you know, she always brought us back. So I just seeing her on my TV and kicking butt, oh my gosh, I was so proud of her. I even sent her a little message like, I'm always cheering for you, because I'm just so proud of her. And yeah, it was just good to see her in such a different light. Right. And I guess that's what an actor does.
Yeah. I didn't know she knew how to do any action stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. I didn't know either. And Mark Mapile cut her bangs one episode. And that's all.
How do we not have Mark as a sponsor for this thing yet? Because as someone who takes care of half of my family.
Oh, yeah.
He owes us.
Shout out to Mark.
Ooh, okay. Dan, so as somebody who hasn't quite finished the show yet, what's your first impressions? Oh, okay.
For a second, I was like, never mind. First and foremost, Kurz, I need a list of places to go to
in the SGV,
because yeah. I'm always intimidated because everybody talks about that's where the best Chinese food is and everything. But every single time I try to figure out that there's so many things that I'm like, I don't know where to go. So much so that I want to, I'm kind of hoping that number one seafood restaurant or whatever it is, is actually real, just so I can go there.
Number one seafood restaurant.
Yeah, the one thing I quite agree with you is that I was so engrossed in kind of like when crap. Not Always Be My Maybe. That's a different one. The other big Asian movie.
Always Be My Maybe.
No, the one Shang-Chi? In Indonesia.
Oh. Crazy Rich Asian.
Crazy Rich Asian. Like when you know the Crazy Rich.
I was like
Asian
Mike Sujati.
Kind. Yeah. Mike, exactly.
Shout out to Mike.
Kind of. That's the Crazy Rich Indonesian.
Indonesian.
Close, I guess. No, but you know that movie kind of set you in that spot, and even though it's a fan, well, maybe for me it's a fantasy world of rich and famous and everything. This is like the exact opposite, where you're being thrust into the Asian community of someone who lives here. Like I have no idea, and it's almost like a fantasy wonderland. Every single time there was any restaurant scenes, even the murder scene, the murder restaurant with the drug bust and everything. I kind of want to go there and check it out because the food looks so amazing. So that one like got me involved in it. And I mean, so far, like you guys have mentioned, I still have two more episodes to go. And I'm invested, and I'm really kind of angry and kind of disappointed because, as Lewis said, I honestly didn't even know it was coming. I did not know it was a project. It just all of a sudden popped in my Netflix, you know, account, and it took. That's the sad part because, you know, I hate to say it because Michelle Yeoh, in what looked like a martial arts movie again. Like even though I'm a huge Michelle Yeoh fan, it wasn't like one of those things where like, oh, I gotta watch it right now. So it took me a couple weeks to watch it, but the moment I watched it, I was kind of disappointed because man, I was like, oh my god, I can't believe I could have been one of the people in that the that tried to at least, I know one won't boost anything, any rating up, but still, you know, it was something that's exciting. So loved it. I'm really sad. It's one of those things now where I kind of don't want to watch the last two just because it's the last two that I'm gonna see.
Yeah. I get that.
Like in your heart, it's still gonna go on.
Yeah. In my heart, they're still running away.
Yeah.
We still don't know if they're going to die or not.
Yeah. So Dennis kind of premised it. Great talk about the show itself. I mean, great word of mouth. I think that's what it was. That's the word I was looking for. It's a word of mouth spread amongst chat groups, message boards, all that stuff. Yeah, check this out.
I heard word of mouth and then...
is the word I was looking for.
I was just looking at the hole still.
Get your mouth out of the
after
hole.
After he said hole and spread? Yeah, is that what you thought? Yeah.
Whole spread.
I've just ruined the whole episode. Sorry, guys.
Are you Charles Boyle? Is that what it is?
I wish I was. That guy's got it made. But I digress. You know, like Dennis already premised, unfortunately, even though great word of mouth and great reviews did not save the Brother's Son from cancellation or at least being continued. So the next part of today's episode was going to be a little bit of a bittersweet take on the fact that, yes, unfortunately, it has been confirmed Brother Son will not be continuing onto season two. So, yes, Dennis, hold on to that. Those last two episodes, cherish every minute, knowing that, unfortunately, the story of Charles and his brother won't be continuing. So, yeah, I guess at this point we wanted to, again, not to maybe needle the painful parts, but let's talk about some of the shows that we've enjoyed in the last few years that maybe got taken away too soon. And again, just like we promised it in a few episodes ago, like if you comment or if you're one of our faithful listeners and you comment on the Facebook post or anything like that, we'll talk about it. So we're going to bring it up towards the end of this episode today, bring up some of the shows that you guys have brought up, and then let's talk about it. On that note, did anybody want to start? H, go ahead. Show's taken too far. Too soon, I mean.
Very, very recently, just because it was canceled a few weeks ago, is a show, a comedy I loved, called This Fool.
It got canceled?
That's how recent it was, by the way. That's how recent the show is.
I have to mute myself.
That was a raw nerve that just got struck. Man.
Yeah, they just canceled the show a few weeks ago, actually, right when we were thinking about doing this episode.
Mm.
And this was the first thing I thought of when we were talking about this episode, because here's a show it's kind of the same thing with The Brother's Son, where it comes out of nowhere. But the clips online and everybody's response to it was like, oh, man, this is going to be funny. And for us, obviously, a show about Hispanic people living in the valley, you know, slightly close to it. Oh, God damn it. But It's for dead. But they
did we hit record?
Can you,
oh, we did.
Oh okay, my god, we hit record. No, I'll call it back. We're almost dead. But like for a show about you know Hispanic people living in the Valley, we talked about it before. Very funny. Chris Estrada is a great as a stand-up comedian. Like I talked about before, I hated him in season two just because he was very annoying. But that's kind of the way that they were going with it is that you know, you're building Julio up to be like his redeeming qualities in season three. So as it is now, you kind of are just left with this main character. Julio is just a dirtbag and nobody likes him. And then, oh, that's it. Nobody's going to give him any kind of redeeming qualities. So a show that I really feel never got a good chance in the first place. Lucky enough to get a second season. Unfortunately, not getting a third season.
I dig that. That's too bad. Anybody wants to go next?
I'll go next. You know, since Harold went for a recent one, I kind of want to go for one that was past. And it's a little weird because technically it got more seasons, but I think the cancellation of it initially kind of destroyed the whole series. And the one I want to talk about is Arrested Development. Oh, man. You know, clearly, not clear. Like, if you are a fan like I am, you know, I thought the first couple of seasons was pretty solid. But even with the last season, they talked about and they kind of commented how nobody was responding to it, nobody was watching it, and that's the reason why the demise of the show. And so after those initial three seasons, they had to cancel the show. But the funny part is because of like the persistence and because of the love of the show, eventually after a long time, they eventually brought it back. Unfortunately, they were never able to capture the magic. They were never able to because of everybody's schedule. Everybody became so popular they could not get everybody together. Even the fourth and the fifth season was never any good. Well, I liked it, but comparatively. You know, and so I think, at least for me, I'm one of those people that kind of imagine what would it have been like if it continued. What would it have been like if this group of people, you know, were able to do one complete third season and maybe a fourth season? Where could it have gone? What could it have been instead of, you know, three really good seasons and two mediocre seasons? Mm. And so even though technically they succeeded, unfortunately in the end they really failed. So that's that's mine.
So they kind of end like the Community, like obviously the middle seasons of the Community I think were some of the best stuff, but then like obviously they got picked up by what was it, YouTube who picked Yahoo. Up Community Yahoo oh. picked up Community towards the end, and like you can tell the difference. Like the last season was like,
well, the thing that's
this
different
was made on a budget,
the thing that's different between what happened at Community and what happened at Arrested Development was the length of the cancellation.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
Like the fact that by the time they came back for season four of Arrested Development, Michael Cera was like 30 years old, still playing.
Not a teenager anymore. Yeah. Yeah.
You can only be, you know, the cute little teenager like him and Ali Shawkat.
Yeah,
and I was like, oh, hey.
Which one was that?
She was Maybe.
Maybe. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay. I guess I haven't seen the last season. Okay.
I've seen season four. I've seen parts of season five. It was just not jarring. Also, the fact about the whole Jeffrey Tambor thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Also that.
Yeah, there's that. But yeah, that's a show that the first three seasons are probably some of the best mm-hmm. first three yep. seasons yeah. of any show ever made. Absolutely. I can watch that infinitely. And if you go to my Netflix queue, it's sad, pathetic. But it's gonna always say it's gonna say Community first, Leaving March 31st on Netflix, by the way, which is
very angry. Okay, okay.
And then second would be Arrested Development.
Nice. Right.
And then everything else is just other crap.
And kind of like what Harold was saying, it's not just the extent, like as I mentioned, their schedules got so packed and so busy that fourth season, they had to shoot it in a way where there was really, I think, maybe one or two scenes where all of the
yeah.
cast was together.
Mm-hmm.
And so the actual season five, they tried to kind of fix it. It was almost like adventures, like, you know, like the Zuko and Toph would be going
side quest.
Yeah. It was one side quest, and then they tried to
gel it together
at the end. It didn't make any sense. There was no cohesiveness, and it just it never reached the heights that it did.
Rough. Okay.
It's all hard when you lose the momentum.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So, that makes sense.
Also, the age thing is always going to be weird.
Absolutely.
If you're attempting to pretend that you're going from season 3 to season 4, which is supposed to be like a year, and it's been 10 years.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's never going to look right.
Especially if you're like a first-time viewer. I'm sure it's like,
yeah.
You're like, what?
Yeah,
what
happened? How come Michael Cera has his own family now? Yeah. He's still a teenager. Skip? He's like a junior in high school.
Yeah, I guess that's why it's hard to like cast kids because they grow up so fast. True. I guess that's why 90210 already cast like 30-year-olds.
I heard they did the same thing. I've obviously never watched any of it, but the Young Sheldon show.
I know you love that show.
Yeah. It's always recommended for me, and I'm like,
yes, it is.
Like, Netflix hate me, but they were. I was just reading an article recently where it's like they didn't let the kid that played the original Young Sheldon play Young Sheldon in the last few episodes because he's getting closer to what the hell is his name again?
I don't remember.
The real Sheldon,
the real actor's name.
Old Sheldon.
Yeah, they're like they're getting closer to his age, but he looks nothing like that. So they aged that character, so that kid got like. Lost millions of dollars because they didn't want to pay him.
No. Wait. So the Young Sheldon
became too old.
Too old.
So no, he was too young. He didn't look old enough to be, I think. Because that show, I think it's like 6 or 7 seasons.
Really?
So if you're starting like at 12.
Yeah.
Notice how Harold is pretending. 6 or 7.
I hate this show. Also, here's more facts about it. Yeah.
But seriously, if you go in my Netflix queue, it's because my mom watches it.
Yeah, whatever. Wow. This is really awkward right now.
Yeah, we're learning so much.
I know.
Go ahead, Chris.
I think one of my favorite shows, and I feel like it's another one of those shows that Lewis and I watch. I was so sad that it got cut short. So it was just truncated because it was not picked up for a third season, and that show is Hannibal. The second season of Hannibal, I guess like in the middle of the of shooting that season, they knew that they weren't going to get picked up again, so they just condensed what was possibly a third season into the second half of the second season, and it was so, you talk about like weird. You talked to, like with that show you were talking about, Dennis. I can't remember Arrested Development. The fact that they had to like just pivot so abruptly and introduce because they wanted to introduce.
What's that character's name?
I forgot his name.
Yeah.
A red dragon. They wanted to introduce the red dragon.
Yes.
They wanted to introduce him. In a follow-up season, but since they didn't have that, they had to just like smush season 2 into that, and it was just so it was just difficult to watch. It was great. I feel like Brian Fuller doesn't get a lot of credit. I love his shows. We talked about dark comedies in the last episode. I feel like his shows are very like smart but dark, and it really like toes the line, especially that show between like a horror, and it was weird to see horror scenes on NBC. And maybe that's why they didn't continue as long as they wanted to, because it was just too much for network TV. But yeah, Hannibal, I wish they were able to just stretch its legs and really like embrace the second season, right? Most first seasons are kind of just like getting used to that routine, getting used to writers and actors and people just like, you know, like it's like a new job, your first day of the job. Like a second season, the first season, you're just learning. And then the second season is really when you get to play. Mm-hmm. So I don't think that they had the opportunity to play. They had a lot of characters, like Gillian Anderson was in there for like a few seasons. Or a few episodes. So it was just kind of I just wish it just had its time.
Yeah, maybe it was ahead of its time because, like you said, I love the show too initially. Maybe it could have been, I wonder if it could have lasted longer on like Netflix because NBC.
Yeah, I think so.
Especially for the material, like it is, like the main character is a freaking serial killer.
Yeah.
So it's hard to justify. But fast forward to now where, you know, you have, I've never seen it, but there's that show called Joe, I think, or something like that, where it's literally a serial killer and it's like doing bonkers numbers on Netflix and on its like fourth season.
Oh,
or even Dexter, which is like, yeah.
Which also came back.
Right. So yeah, maybe NBC wasn't the best place for it. Maybe it got a lot of, you know, it got the funding and that's why it looks so good. But I digress. So my choice for Cancel Too Soon, it's going to be Space Force. It was a comedy starring Steve Carell and John Malkovich. It's basically, it was a comedy set where they introduce a new branch of the military, and Steve Carell becomes its new general, and he's supposed to like lead this new branch of the military, and of course there's hijinks and stuff, but it's just such a good cast. I think people were looking at Steve Carell thinking it was going to be like Office 2.0, but it wasn't. It was obviously a more mature Steve Carell, a different kind of character for him to play. Is a lot more scripted. There's no cheesy like look at the camera John Krasinski moments or anything like that, but it was just such a good show with a funny premise, and it might have been a for all the money that Netflix makes, and if you look at all the shows that they're promoting, like all of it looks expensive, but for a comedy trying to set it in space and all these like sets on Mars or in a space station or like that, maybe it costs too much, but maybe the actresses got a little too big for their britches and they couldn't afford them. But again, ooh, one of those shows.
When that show is too big, O Yang,
Jimmy O, and I don't know, maybe John Malkovich got too busy, and Fred Willard also unfortunately passed away. Lisa Kudrow, obviously very busy. I'm just joking.
Yeah, she's doing the Friends sequel.
Is she? Is there a sequel? Oh, I hate you, Harold. Never mind. See, now that I see you in person, I can tell the vibes. On Zoom, I'm like, is he lying? Anyway, so yeah, a great cast. If you have a chance to like binge it, there's only like 10 episodes over 2 seasons. I'm surprised they even got 2 seasons. The third season set up, or the end of the second season, unfortunately, I'm not sure about other show that got canceled, but it did end in a cliffhanger, which I think makes it a little bit more bittersweet. I got to ask, like, is it better that they abridge it like they did for Hannibal and squeeze everything in the third season, or would you rather be left on a cliffhanger that will never get answered? So I mean, I'm not sure where I'd rather be, but
that's a good question.
Yeah, so well, that's our choices, or at least choices. So if you guys don't mind, what we'll do next is our, they're not listeners, what do you call them? Follower comments.
Friends?
Yeah, our friends comments. So
fan hears.
What did I say? Like,
ooh, that, if you pronounce it that way, it sounds cool.
So Harold was, as soon as the news of the Brothers Son cancellation came up, he posted the question on most of our socials, and we did get some pretty active. Shout out to our followers and our supporters for always commenting and adding their 5 cents. So what I wanted to do is just talk about some of the ones that they brought up, and then if you guys want to talk about it. So on the main group, the biggest one that came through is Firefly. It sounds like that's a little spot that's still sore for a lot of fanboys and fangirls. Firefly, the God, I see his face. Why can I not remember his name right now?
Pedro Pascal.
Nope.
John C. Reilly.
Yes. Gosh, he's in The Rookie now. But anyway,
I was gonna say, didn't you just say?
Just said it. And I loved him. I loved him on Castle, and I love him on The Rookie, and I cannot remember his name right now. So I'm a bad fan. If I run into him in the streets, I apologize.
Let's see if we can do this.
Help me out here, H.
When you put something into a pastry, you
squeeze.
Mm-hmm. That's another word for putting stuff in.
Talk about putting stuff in stuff.
If something is empty, you
fill it in. Thank you, Nathan Fillion. We were gonna get there.
Nobody saw the video of Lewis just fist pumping.
Oh my god, he like raised his fist in triumph.
Yeah, starring Firefly, starring Nathan Fillion. So that seems to be the ongoing opinion for some of our followers, Mooney Lanchin and Larissa Stringfellow, who also like Brother Son. One of your friends, Harold Anjo, also mentioned Firefly. So what's our experience with Firefly? Did we ever watch it? Did you guys ever partake in the short season?
I'm one of those people that didn't watch it until it was later. Canceled. And I hated the fact that I watched it, because one of those cliffhanger shows that is like, really, this is it? Like, I'm one of those people that I want closure. I want something. Mm-hmm. I want to know what happened to the characters that I fell in love with, and this is the ultimate example of it. So yeah, I loved it. I'm a huge fan, and I'm just angry that it never did.
At least it had a movie.
Right, yeah.
So there was a little bit of that. I think that was more like fan service, because a lot of people were upset. But yeah, it had its opportunity to, you know, provide a little more information, maybe provide that closure. I'm glad that they had the movie. But yeah, it was very short and very abrupt.
Yeah, that was one of those shows where when it first came out, not aware of it at all because it was on Fox and, you know, I wasn't a big...
You never watched Fox?
No, besides The Simpsons, or Married to Children. But like, until the Serenity was coming out, I was like, what is this Serenity movie that people are talking about?
Same.
And then our buddy Mooney, as usual, was like, oh, you've never seen Firefly? And I was like, no. And then he made us watch a couple episodes of Firefly, which is what it's a Mooney thing to do. And I was like, hey, you know, this is pretty good. So I ended up buying the DVD for it. And then I was like, you know, I was like, oh, I get it. And then, like, Dennis, when I was watching it, I was like, "Ah!" And then I was like, okay, so I should watch this Serenity movie. Mm-hmm. And then I got even more disappointed in the Serenity movie because I was like, "Ah!" I was like, the voice of everybody in the Disney movies.
Yeah, got shanked, dude.
Yeah, he got freaking nerfed so hard in that movie. Ooh,
like leaves in the wind, my man.
Like, I was hoping in the end there's going to be, like, some sort of miraculous, like, regenerative, yeah. like, thing. But, nope. Like,
I'm okay. Nah.
Nope. I think that's what if they didn't do that, if at the end he was like, I'm, you know, like, I'm fine, I'd be like, you know what, that was really good, that was pretty good, I'm happy. But like, really, you're not only leaving us a, you know, you're ending it for us, but you're taking out one of the beloved characters. You know?
Good times. Oh man. So it was, yeah, Firefly left a bad a sore spot for a lot of fans. Grant and Janelle actually also mentioned Warrior on HBO Max. So this one was on HBO Max, but I believe it might be doing the Arrested Development route, because if I'm not mistaken, they actually just got picked up by Netflix, and apparently people are picking up on it. So like, there's hope. This is fanboy, fangirl hope that, you know, now that more people are watching it on Netflix, it might resurrect or at least continue on. So, yeah, Warrior, I haven't really had a chance. I've watched a few episodes. It is. So the premise of Warrior is it's basically Bruce Lee's writings or his original thoughts for, you know, a syndicated show back in the 60s or 70s actually come to life. So this is like some producers or some writers basically took what he thought or what were his drafts and then made it into an actual show set in 1800s San Francisco, gang wars, race wars, concubines, gangs, and all that good stuff. A lot of action, a lot of drama, especially about being Hapa or at least half Asian or being an immigrant in San Francisco or in California at the time. So a really good show. Unfortunately, I'm still trying to catch up with it, so I'm not sure why it got canceled. But I mean, like I said, everything else does get canceled at this point. So anybody else had a chance to watch that show or Warrior? Any thought about that one?
Not yet. Okay. And I always thought the category or the qualification for something to get canceled is if you actually watched it.
Yeah, I think unfortunately that's what it is. Yeah. It's some of these shows are so niche that it's just like, it's like, I'm not even sure. I'm sure if we all gave it a chance, people would stand up and applaud. But yeah,
what if I'm in this time of like internet, you know, support, I guess, the fact that more people aren't telling us, hey, maybe you should watch this show because it's going to get canceled, it might, you know, garner a little bit more sympathy towards it.
I think it's more of like kind of like why people are not we right now, because I'm bandwagoning, but the fact that people who actually watch Brother Sons are so shocked and dismayed is you know, we always think something that is well made, something that's really good, if we really like it, that means it's going to be a success.
Guaranteed, yeah.
You know, I think there was really no, you know, at least from what I read, there was no like warning. And even Michelle Yeoh kind of, you know, tweeted talking about disappointment because she seemed to have enjoyed her time there. So
I think they were also in the middle of writing for the second season. There was a like a writer's room that was still happening, and they were shocked when it happened. Tough. So they were already working on it, and it just wasn't, you know, picked up.
Well, I think what I've learned in general is if you have a show on Netflix, second season is not guaranteed.
It's hard
because Netflix, unless they promise you right away, like
unless
what
it's
happened
Stranger
with
Things,
yeah, like what happened to Avatar. It's like people were like, oh, I don't think there's gonna be a second season of Avatar, and then they just released the video. It's like, oh yeah, welcome back to season 2 and 3 of Avatar. So, but with like Netflix original series in general, man, It's a crapshoot. It's literally, I think the cancellation rate on Netflix shows is more than 50%. Yeah. Which is kind of sucky.
That's tough, yeah.
Yet young Sheldon's still out there.
7 seasons.
I mean, when it's a network show, I feel like those go on forever.
Yeah.
Or, look at all the Chicago shows. Look at all, you know.
Yeah.
Who's watching
those shows? Like the NCIS?
Oh, we know the demographic. Yeah. Come on.
Is it you? It's Lou.
It's older.
I'm the one keeping the rookie on the air, bud. Me and my wife.
The rookie is still on the air?
Yes, and they actually did a spin-off. So he's not a rookie anymore,
right?
No. Well, actually, it's the old. No, it's hilarious because they keep twisting it because it's like, oh, first he was a rookie. Now he's like a rookie training officer. And next season he'll probably be the rookie sergeant. I'm like, oh, come on, guys. I love you, Nathan Fillion. See, now I remember his name. but come on, guys. We can only go so far with this one. Great topic. Real quick, because I know that we already mentioned that we did want to give a shout out to all of our followers. So Mitch gave us, it looks like he had to let off some things off his chest, because when the cancellation concept came up, he dropped a few that
As Mitch does.
Yes, as Mitch does. You know, he's mentioned.
Mitch appreciated.
Wow. So he mentioned Krypton, which again, I want to talk about these, and I'm going to go over like some of the premises, and I think that's what it is. It's some of these are so like weird, speculative sci-fi that it may not have caught on with the audience quite yet. Maybe in like a smaller room, it's a hit, but unfortunately. So yeah, the first one that he mentions is Krypton. So again, this isn't the story of Superman. This is the story of Jor-El, his father and his parents leading up. I'm sorry,
Papa Superman.
Papa Man. You know, leading up to.
Wait, you mean the first half of the Henry Cavill movie?
Yes, exactly. So they made it into a series on Sci-Fi. Unfortunately, canceled after 2 seasons. Raised by Wolves. Unfortunately, I'm not too familiar with that one, but I'm assuming there were wolves involved.
It's the prequel to Dances with Wolves.
Mowgli 2.
Fast and Furious. Yeah, so I guess I'm guilty of that one because I'm not sure what Raised by Wolves was. The next one was Amazon's Peripheral. So that one, I did watch a few episodes of that. That's like, it's like Ready Player One, but more serious. So like they go, you put on this VR set and you go into like,
when it came out, I was like,
and it's like, it was fine. It was perfectly cromulent, but I see how like Jeff Bezos is like, all right, too expensive. We're cutting this one. Shadow and Bone is another one that he mentioned. And then
Shadow and Bone got canceled.
I'm sorry. Yes.
Wasn't there a second episode? Oh, crap.
Oh, no. I'm so sorry. Spoilers for Dennis.
Oh, by the way, Shadow and Bone, really good.
Okay, so what's that about?
Yeah.
I watched the other one, Shadow and Boner.
Oh, okay.
Boner Shadow.
It's a typical. Actually, you like it, Lewis. It's a typical.
You like the Boner fantasy. Shadow? Well,
as a whole,
adding it to my queue then.
Okay, move.
No. I'm kind of curious what Shadow and Bone is. Is it a book or is it a?
No, it's like a typical like a romance, action fantasy show.
Okay.
So idea is this girl has it's a magical world. This girl has a special power that the Dark Lord finds out and now wants her to be part of the whole thing. And that's the whole idea.
That's the bone part.
Yeah, exactly. Because, yes, those outfits.
You.
Bone-rific. Bone-tastic.
Oh, wow. Okay, and then last but not least, Bong's last contribution as Pirates of Dark Water. Again, I'm guilty. Maybe that's why they're canceled.
How dare you?
Yeah. Why didn't you watch it, Lewis?
I'm sorry.
Why didn't you watch it as a 10-year-old?
Oh, is that old? I had no idea.
Right next to Batman.
Oh, really? Okay, I did not know that. So there you go. That's probably why I don't speak fondly of it. But sad, bittersweet conversation today. Any other last thoughts about shows being canceled in this day and age?
It really is like, I mean, there's so much. You know, yeah. I think that's one of the things.
There's
so much, and unless you could really grab a hold of the numbers, it's not going to happen. Yeah. Gone is the days of like 5-6 years ago, where as long as you have an idea, Netflix is just going to make it for you. Now it's like, prove it or else.
Yeah, you're done after a season.
Yeah, I think the biggest problem is there's so many streaming services, and every streaming service has their own original series. Mm-hmm. So it's like, people will tell you about a show on Paramount Plus, and you're like, I forgot Paramount Plus actually makes TV shows.
Yeah.
And you're not surprised.
Star when Trek, hello.
And besides that,
you all, know, all the Yellowstone, like.
Yeah, like Jellystone.
And Jellystone.
Like SpongeBob, come on.
1859, yeah. Jellystone.
1969, all those things. There's like so many of those things. And we are just generally overwhelmed with so much stuff. I get it. If it doesn't find an audience right away, they're never giving anybody any chances anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like if you don't have your audience right away and if your audience isn't big and vocal about it, you're not going to get a second season unless it has a big enough fan base pre-built in, like the Avatar thing or Umbrella Academy, because, you know, as like as long as Gerard Way is there, then they're fine with everything there. But
I'm going to keep watching.
Yeah. I mean, it's got to be tough, and it's got to be tough for the fact that there was literally just a writer strike and there was just an actor strike, mm-hmm. and all those guys who were like, we didn't have jobs during like a big portion of like last year and the year before that, and now we don't have jobs because they took away our job.
Mm-hmm.
They took our jobs.
Also, there might be another strike, so they're not making many shows.
Sorry.
It's IATSE. It's the like the umbrella. A lot of
Is that pronounced?
Well, it's not, but they call it.
That's how she pronounces it.
AITSE. Yeah, that's what I was saying. Yeah, that's what they call it. But maybe these shows were canceled for a reason. You know, I hate to be that person, but it's good to know that these canceled shows have special places in all of our hearts, right? And it's good to go out on top, I feel. Not a euphemism. I wouldn't want to see a show where they're trying too hard on a 10th season, yeah. and we're being... You know, we have to watch it because, you know, this is the show that I love 11 seasons ago, you know, 10 seasons ago. And I don't know, I wouldn't want it to be forced.
Yeah, right? Like How I Met Your Mother.
Yes.
Or like Family Guy.
Yes. Where right. It's, like, it's okay. Just dragging, you know, maybe they're running out of ideas. Maybe not. I don't know. But.
Well, I agree with that. But at the very least, like, and I know it's not possible, but, you know, you have shows like The Good Place,
mm-hmm.
Where. The director or the writer, whoever the creator, had an arc for it, and yeah. they were able I to agree. Complete the arc.
Yeah.
So I like for that one, to be honest with you, like it still hurt that it ended.
Yeah.
But at the very least, I was like, oh, this is a great way to mm-hmm. end.
Yeah. And they yeah. went out the way that they wanted.
Yeah.
Exactly. That's always the like you know, even Ted Lasso, he's like, okay, this is it. This is we're mm-hmm. only gonna do three mm-hmm. seasons. If you want more, it's gonna be under a different name. It's gonna be something different. But as for Ted Lasso, this is it. As for The Good Place, you get your four seasons, that's all we're going to give you. And then you're going to be fine with those things, but as opposed to, I don't know how long the show is going to go up until, you know, someone either cancels it or, you know, but giving us a definitive ending point would be always, like, ideal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
So you expect it, right? Yeah. You know that it's ending, and you know that maybe you should be watching because you know it's going to end.
Yeah, but when they go out on their own accord as opposed to... The contract, it's only like they only signed up for three seasons or four seasons. It's going to end here because of the forced time constraints. So,
yeah, it reminds me a little bit of I think the most recent one that's guilty of is Modern Family. That's something my wife and I used to watch all the time religiously. We fell off, and then like when they announced, oh, final season. And then we've actually watched the last few episodes of the show, and it is rough. Like it's forced, like Ty Burrell, bless him, but like dude looks tired. Oh. And all of the child actors that were kids, going back to our conversation earlier, look like they were canonically in the story, like college age. Like, why are y'all still living at home? Y'all are rich. Like no, not like that, dude. But like all of them, like, oh,
okay.
Like I'm like what like one of the daughters was like, I'm already married with a child, but you know, for the purposes of the show, we still live with mom and dad, and then
digging the hole.
Making it worse for this generation.
So,
as a quick aside, a bunch of those actors have shown up on our TikTok for you page. Like the girl that plays Lily.
Yes.
She's mm-hmm. like 20 or something.
She was a toddler to yeah. start the show, dude.
And then Ariel Winter.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Alex.
Yeah. Alex Winter. Yeah. Alex Winter? Isn't yeah. that the one of Bill and
that's
Ted?
Built. Yeah.
Close enough.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, so, yeah, it's, you're right. Like, sometimes it's dragging your feet to an end that, like, might not have been satisfying. And sometimes, yeah, hopefully it ends on a good note. I mean, there's far and few between, like, The Good Place and the original Avatar animated.
Speaking of dragging till the end and hopefully ending in a good place, I think we've covered a lot of ground. And I think, you know, we've done some good jobs.
Good job.
Good jobs, guys.
Now, again, Kirsch, thanks for being here as usual. I love you being here.
Thanks for having me.
Especially when we have an idea that works this well. You know, for everybody who enjoyed this, thank you very much for listening in. As Lewis kind of pointed out, you know, we love more interaction. If you enjoyed this episode, please take a look at the Two Fanboys onecasual.podbean.com for older episodes.
On Facebook, you can find us. Type in The Two Fanboys and Affiliate Casual. Join our main page as well as our pretty active group page with like-minded fanboys, fangirls, geeks, gamers, and all those other fun folks.
And then on TikTok, Twitter, and Instagram, we are Two Fanboys, One Casual. As usual, anywhere you find your favorite podcast, we are there as well.
That's it for us today. This is Two Fanboys and Affiliate Casual. This is Dennis.
This is Lewis.
Harold.
And Krisha.
Yay.
See you guys later.
Later. Don't cancel us.
Hole. I'm so sorry.
Don't cancel my hole.